You are listening to 95.7 FM, KDRT in Davis, California, and this is Listening Lyrics. Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to 95.7 FM, KDRT in Davis, California, KDRT.org on the World Wide Web. This is Listening Lyrics, and the more observant among you will notice that I am not Peter Pasteur. Indeed, I am not. I am Eddie Out, filling in for Peter, who is off this week. And Peter usually has guests in the show that he will interview, musicians, artists, others of who contribute to our Davis community. I don't have that this week, and I apologize for that. But instead, I will be doing more of a thematic show, like Peter sometimes does when he doesn't have a guest. And as you might be able to guess, well, let me put it this way as for the theme of the show. I am kind of covering for Peter. I am the cover version of Peter Pasteur for this week on Listening Lyrics. So I thought, you know what, that would not be a bad theme for this show would be covers. And an example is that which we just had at the top of the show, Rodrigo y Gabriela with Stairway to Heaven, covering the Led Zeppelin Stairway to Heaven. That comes off of their self-titled debut from 2008. And so today I thought I would kind of look at cover songs, just kind of in general, what makes a good cover song. I wish I had a pithy quote or a poem, as Peter would often have for describing cover songs. But I swear I could not find one, I'm sorry to say. And so I think you'll just have to get the pithiness from me for this hour. I've selected a selection of songs that I think run the gamut. Hopefully you will enjoy them. I've tried to choose ones that are rather interesting covers, because, you know, cover songs or cover bands, things like that, are something that can be, I don't want to say controversial, but you know, people either really love them or hate them. Certainly a lot of people, when they go out to have fun with friends, that's what they want to hear. They want to hear the songs they know. They want to dance and drink and have fun, you know, with the songs of their youth or songs that are familiar with them. Others go out and they want to hear new things. They don't want to hear the same old songs that are brought together. But for me, I like cover songs, but I like ones that actually add something to the original or add a certain twist to them. And there are different ways in which this can be accomplished. I think for this first set, we'll just kind of take a look at that. For example, Waylon Jennings did a song from 1974-75-ish. It was actually written by his then wife, Jessie Coulter, kind of with the classic country tune "Kissing You Goodbye," and it was it's been recently covered by the alt country artist Margot Price on her brand new album that just came out. And so I thought it'd be kind of interesting to do a comparison of the two. I'll start off for this set, this couplet, with the Waylon Jennings version from 1975, and then I'll crossfade into Margot Price's version that has just come out on her new album. This is "Kissing You Goodbye" by Waylon Jennings and Margot Price, right here on Listening Lyrics, KDRT, 95.7 FM in Davis.
I've learned to turn the other cheek is not what love's about. I've turned mine so many times that a damn near wore 'em out. I've grown used to your abuse and I thought I'd never quit.
Well, I woke up this morning, couldn't find my shiv again. You always like to play your games. Well, I've got one for you. Pretend we're playing checkers, girl, and it's your time to move. Find your suitcase on the porch and a taxi in the drive. So get your tongue out of my mouth, I'm kissing you.
Waylon Jennings and Margot Price both doing versions of the Jesse Coulter song Kissing You Goodbye. And you'll notice that's the way that Margot did it. One of the ways that she kind of made it her own was to speed it up. And that's a very common thing for a lot of cover songs. You know, a lot of bands will try to cover a song exactly the way it was recorded by the original artist. But, you know, if you're looking to make your mark on a song, you have a couple of ways to do it. One way is to speed it up. Another way is the opposite, to slow it down. And an example of that we'll show right now. Screamin' Jay Hawkins did a song, I Put a Spell on You. It's been covered by numerous people, but we'll play a cover that the San Francisco band Ramona the Pest did back in the 90s. That is a good example of the opposite, of slowing it down to get that, to deepen the effect of the cover. So again, I will start with the Screamin' Jay version and crossfade into the Ramona the Pest version. This is I Put a Spell on You by Screamin' Jay Hawkins and Ramona the Pest.
I put a spell on you. Be because you're mine. Stop the things you do. What's up?
So that's a good example of a cover where they've just completely slowed up the tempo and given it a completely different feel. At least I think so. I hope that maybe you do too. Again, that was Ramona the Pest doing a cover of I Put a Spell on You. The original was by Screamin' Jay Hawkins. So we've looked at covers that speed up, covers that slow down, and then there are ones that just are completely different from the original. And that's what this next pair is. And I don't even think I need to introduce it because you'll definitely know at least the initial song. And then on the back announce, I'll tell you who did the other. So here's our next pair, a cover that is completely different from the original. Otis Redding making the Beatles' Day Tripper something of his own, taking that song and turning it inside out to, I guess keeping the essence of it, but it seems like it's almost a completely different song in Otis's version. Doing covers is an important part of learning how to play music. I mean, when you start off, you're not playing your own compositions. You have to learn by playing other people's music. And if you're in a band, a new band, you're playing covers because usually you don't have that many of your own compositions ready to play. But it is an important part of the arts education. And speaking of arts education, Yolo Arts works to strengthen our community through arts and arts education. Programs focus on public schools, at-risk youth, people experiencing homelessness, and farmland preservation. Yolo Arts also serves as the steward of the historic Gibson House in Woodland, which is home to the Barn Gallery, which exhibits emerging and established artists. To learn more, visit yoloarts.org. So we've kind of looked at the different ways in which cover songs can go. The other thing that really tickles me is when an artist does a cover that is kind of unexpected, a song that you wouldn't expect them to do, or they're covering an artist that you have, you're like, really? They know them, or this is a song that they would do? So that's kind of what we're going to highlight on this next set. These are some, I'm calling them surprise covers, and we'll start off with the Fish Tank Ensemble doing Guns N' Roses. Right here, celebrating covers on Listening Lyrics with Eddie Out, covering for Peter Pasteur on KDRT 95.7 FM in Davis. Thank you.
so long to realize I can still hear her last goodbye. And now all my days are filled with tears. Wish I could go back and change these years. I'm going through changes. I'm going through changes.
I think I did it again. I made you believe we're more than just friends. It might seem like a crush, but that doesn't mean that I'm serious. But to lose all my senses, it's just so typically me. Ooh, baby, baby.
Richard Thompson covering Britney Spears. I love that. I mean, I'm not, I'm aware of Britney Spears. I mean, you can't be, given all of the drama and the like around her. I can't say I was a huge fan of her music, but that's a great cover of that song. Oops, I Did It Again. That was off of Richard Thompson's Thousand Years of Popular Music album from 2008. Prior to that, we heard another unlikely cover. That was Charles Bradley covering Black Sabbath, and specifically a song that Ozzy Osbourne wrote called Changes. That was off of the fourth Black Sabbath record, and this comes off of Charles Bradley's Changes album from 2016. I think he did a really interesting adaptation of that. It's a song that lends itself very much to that very kind of soulful singer delivery that Charles Bradley can bring to it. And then we started off with the Bay Area's Fish Tank Ensemble doing a cover of Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child of Mine, a song that is definitely improved by the addition of musical saw in the solo portions of that. Fish Tank Ensemble were a band that had, besides a musical saw, kind of a gypsy violin, a gypsy guitarist, accordionist, and an opera singer as the lead. Definitely a band that was a lot of fun to see live. This is Listening Lyrics. I am Eddie Out, covering for Peter Pastoor this week, and we are doing a bunch of covers recognition of the covering. Well, that's just the theme. Let me just leave it at that. We'll do a few more, but before that, I wanted to let you know of a couple of other great shows and things that are coming up here. Dashboard Diaries with Ray Kay is a new show that has started on Thursdays, Thursdays at 3 p.m., 3 to 4 p.m., and Ray will take you on a trip through ever-changing landscapes, from familiar highways to roads less traveled, featuring hand-picked tunes spanning a broad range of musical styles. Yesterday's show covered a lot of soul and Motown, Stax, and the like. It was a great show. I was listening to it on the way in on a podcast. All of our shows are available as podcasts. If you go to KDRT, click on the programs link, you'll see a link there that gives you a URL that you can put into your podcast app and listen to the show offline. Musical shows are available for 2 weeks. The public affairs shows are there forever archived. So if you haven't listened to it yet, take a listen to Dashboard Diaries Thursdays 3 to 4. Also coming up on Monday, this coming Monday, September 22nd at 6 p.m., that California Sound will welcome Max and Julian of the Big Poppies. Max and Julian have been here on the on Listening Lyrics a number of times and have played a number of the KDRT events. They will be there discussing the release of their new self-titled album. So be sure to tune in live at 6 o'clock here on KDRT. If you're not familiar with the Big Poppies, they are a local rock and roll powerhouse, it says here, with a wide range of styles. And that is true. They played at the Davis Music Fest recently. And like I said, they've played at a number of different KDRT events, and they always do a great show. So be sure to listen to them on That California Sound coming up this Monday at 6. Have about 15 minutes left, so maybe I should stop talking and play some more covers. And actually, this next set are more kind of fun covers. We've done some surprising ones, but then it's always fun to get some really unusual ones that are kind of out of left field, and I think that that's what this next set kind of represents. The first song up is by Chicha Libre And I will not announce the song, but I will let you kind of figure it out, and I'm pretty sure you'll know what it is. Again, this is Listening Lyrics with Eddie Out, sitting in for Peter Pastoor on KDRT 95.7 FM in Davis.
Zoom. 服丘の上あなたは一人で何を待つ誰も来てはくれもしないのにそれさえ平気で友達もいない寂しく一人で見つめてる沈む
Give you a second to guess who that was singing that. Give up? That was Bobby Gentry doing a cover in Japanese of the Beatles' Fool on the Hill. That was from 1969. Bobby Gentry actually did a number of foreign language versions of some of her songs and as well as some covers. That was one that was pretty much a rarity until it came out on a compilation, Girl from Chickasaw County from 2018. But again, that's Bobby Gentry with A Fool on the Hill. Prior to that, we had Matthew Sweet doing a cover of a cover. Matthew Sweet covering Hombre Secreto, which was originally done by The Plugs as part of the Repo Man soundtrack from 1984. The Plugs were a Los Angeles area punk new wave band. They did that Spanish version of Secret Agent Man, which was originally done by Johnny Rivers back in 1962-ish or so. So there's Matthew Sweet from 20, what was that date? I've got that right here. That was 2018 doing, 2012 doing a cover of The Plugs cover of Johnny Rivers. And we started off that set with Chicha Libre out of Seattle with La Danza de los Simpsons, the Simpsons theme song. That was from 2013. I only have a few minutes left here to round out this episode of Listening Lyrics. I have been Eddie Out, sitting in for Peter Pastoor, covering for Peter Pastoor with a bunch of cover songs, and I hope that you have enjoyed listening to them as much as I have had putting them together. I will leave us with a cover, another kind of unexpected cover. This is from the Kronos Quartet out of the Bay Area doing a cover of Jimi Hendrix's Purple Haze. So we'll leave that. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We have Next Gen Talks, and that is followed by Mapping Healthcare, and then at 6 o'clock, Divine Intervention, not with Jess Goddess, but actually with me again. So if you haven't had enough of me, stick around for 6 o'clock. I'll be sitting in for Jess Goddess. That's it for Listening Lyrics today. I am Eddie out. Peter Pasteur will be back again next week. Hope you all have a good week and be kind, everyone. Take care.
Have mercy.